A recent United Nations report estimates that more than 4,000 people have been killed by Syrian forces, that since the uprising began in March. But in an interview broadcast today, Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, said that his government is not to blame.
We don't kill our people. Nobody kill, no government in the world kill its people unless it's led by a crazy person. For me as president, I became president because of the public support. It's impossible for anyone in this state to give order to kill.
Assad gave this rare interview to Barbara Walters of ABC News. It's one of the first times he has spoken with the Western media since demonstrators began calling for him to step down.
Assad claimed that most of the people who were being killed were in fact supporters of the government. And when asked whether his forces cracked down too hard, he said this.
They are not my forces. They are military forces belong to the government.
Okay, but you're
I don't own them. I'm president. Okay. I don't own the country. So they're not
no,
my forces.
No, but you have to give the order.
No, no, no.
Not by your command?
No, no, no. We don't have no one's command. There was no command to kill or to be brutal.
Walters pushed back, citing photographs of people who claimed they were beaten by the military and reports of house-to-house arrests by security forces.
To be frank with you, Barbara, I don't live here. How did you know of this? We have to be here to see. We don't see this. So it cannot depend on what you hear in the United States.
I saw reporters who brought back pictures.
Yeah, but how did you verify those pictures? Yeah, so that's why we are talking about false allegations and distortion of reality.
Barbara Walters then challenged Assad on a recent UN report. It said his regime had committed crimes against humanity, including the torture and killing of children, the shooting of unarmed demonstrators, and the rape of detainees. He said he hasn't seen the evidence, and then added this.
Who said that the United Nations is a credible institution?
You do not think the United Nations is credible?
No.
You have an ambassador to the United Nations?
Yeah. It's a game you play.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad speaking with ABC News.
This is NPR News.